What's going
on? I get close a lot.
Oh my God.
Do you want to know one time I got really close?
I don't think I do.
No, and this is like, I hate that I'm going to admit this, but you know when I was guessing the AJR names?
Oh my God.
And I had Curly on my lap as well. So I threw my head back and I was like, that's why. And that's why I got really serious all of a sudden. Because I was like,
guys,
was like,
stop the podcast. Oh, tomorrow I get the retrogram.
What is that?
It's a word game I play where you get seven letters and a middle letter that you have to use.
Sounds boring as hell.
Well, I don't pay for the subscription, but I get a free one every Sunday.
Wowee.
Thanks, guys.
Ain't that fun?
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the 13 Again podcast. I've never done that before.
Carry on.
This is a great podcast.
Okay.
Please watch till the end and don't skip any parts because it's all funny and you might miss out on a joke.
I'm not sure I'd trust a podcast that begged the viewers to stay.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. Make me feel a bit uneasy as well.
But we were talking about this earlier. Please make sure you like and subscribe, but at the end of the video. Just make sure you don't forget. So maybe we might have to start.
Are we
going to
get in trouble
end?
For trying to like hijack when our viewers like the video, like to try and beat the algorithm? Is that like
know.
A?
They can't put us in trouble for that. We're just smart.
Well, yeah, but it might recognize that.
I don't know if we are smart. I think we're just trying shit and hoping it works.
Tilly's definitely not smart. She could barely keep her food on her plate today.
Oh yeah, I saw that. She spilled it all down herself.
It wasn't I didn't want to say it then, but it was not me. It was not my fault.
Handed Tilly the plate until he went, "Oh, for my lap," and just poured it all over.
No,
herself.
I didn't. She gave it to me at an angle, and I had stuff in one hand, and she made it really awkward for me. So when I tried to grab it with my other hand, she'd given it to me like that already. So I was like trying to balance it out with my one hand that I had, and I got as far as like almost putting it down on the table, but then it just
you had 30 chips in your lap,
that's
and that was
my lap
that was
full
the game.
Of chips. Good day.
At least they didn't fall on the floor though, because that would have been worse.
That would have been sad. But you got chicken nuggets, chips, and beans, I believe, from a mezze restaurant.
That's a kid's meal if I've ever heard it.
That is quite impressive.
What did you
chicken
get?
Fingers.
I got cod, like deep fried cod, and like patatas bravas or something.
You got nachos, mate.
Hang on, nachos, smoked salmon bruschetta, and duck spring rolls. Pretty tasty.
Yeah, we had fun. And also our cousin Jess made us these nice nifty wristbands. We've all got them on. They've got our names on them.
Really nice colors as
Max
well.
Max and you got Tilly. But they're the only family of our family, I believe, that call you Ava. So our cousins the entire time were calling you Ava, which is so weird.
But our aunties and uncles call me Tilly.
Do they?
No.
Well, Lucy does.
No.
And Mark does.
Yeah, I think Mark does.
Maybe they
Lucy
do.
But then
their kids call you Ava.
I know.
Which is so odd. But like, don't get me wrong, I'm not like grinning
or
anything.
Care.
That is your name.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just all call you Tilly.
I think Auntie Phil and Uncle James. I think Uncle James calls me Tilly, but I think one of them
definitely called you Ava today. I
Auntie
clocked
Phil.
It. Yeah. Auntie Phil. Yeah.
Which, fair enough, it's 50-50, I guess, on what people
it
call
it.
It is
your
you.
Name.
Does Dad ever call you Ava?
What, Paul Mills?
Paul Mills.
No, he used to.
You don't have a second dad.
I made a real effort there, knowing that he'll get a little warm, glowing feeling in his like lower intestine hearing us call him Dad for once, and you just immediately chopped it out of thin air.
Paul Mills.
What was I going to say? He doesn't anymore, but he used to like shout Ava Matilda Mills.
Ava Matilda Mills, that's
but
always
it's because,
a good one.
Like, I wouldn't be able to hear them, and then he'd like be shouting Tilly, and then he'd just get really angry because I couldn't hear them, like shouting my name.
And who's them? Him and Mum?
Him and Mum. Like, they like take it in turns or something.
We went on a nice family trip with them the other day. Who did we go see, Tills? Oh, come on.
Bjorn, Bjorn, Bjorn and Bjorn.
It was
Voyage. And it was fascinating, I must admit. Mm. They had some crazy technology going on in there. It was very confusing.
Now, I'd like to say, before we start this, if anyone works at or worked on ABBA Voyage and would like to give us a tour of the theatre, we would love to do
absolutely.
That. Because we think that that is one of the coolest areas we've ever been in in quite a long time. It is sick.
And then I will follow that by saying, forgive us for whatever is said next.
Yeah.
Because we have notes.
We loved the show. We did. We genuinely loved the show. But there were some really weird choices made, like the first song being weirdly tame and just like... For me, a show opens like, here's the fucking show. And I know that sometimes that can be done in a really calm and really tame way, but it felt with this, it was just done in a very, there's a song.
What would you like to have heard first?
I don't know.
She barely knows any ABBA songs.
No, I do.
All of her ABBA knowledge is either Mamma Mia or TikTok. When Chiquitita went viral. Yeah. Or what was the... Did they do that one? Did they do Lay All Your Love on Me?
No, they didn't.
They didn't! They didn't do Lay All Your Love on Me. They didn't do Take a Chance. They didn't do Super Trooper. What is going on?
But Chiquitita was phenomenal.
It was great.
It was actually the best one of the entire night. And I was just in awe of it. Like the animation that they had, the stuff that all the technology was doing, the music and how hard it hit at the end. It was just like, yeah, okay, ABBA, good job.
And I actually decided that, because once I'd understood the atmosphere of the room and like seeing the holograms and stuff like that, they said at the start of the show, didn't they, like, oh, keep the show a secret for people,
screw it,
doesn't matter. but I was like, you know what, the band's over there and they're on this sort of platform that keeps raising up and down depending on whether or not they're relevant, I guess, to the song. And so like I just went with Leo and just stood by the band basically because I was like, I just want to watch them because they're real.
What was your favorite part?
I liked all, like, it was really random, but this wasn't my favorite part, but I just thought this part was really cool. It's how they would always have like different things like almost coming down from the ceiling and stuff. And like, even though some of the stuff was like animation and like tech stuff, some of it was real life, which then was almost more confusing but also really cool.
Yeah, to develop on what you've said, essentially what they had was the exact replicas of what was going on in real life dropping down animated on the screen as well, so there was even more depth to what was happening.
What was
happening in front of our eyes was being sort of mirrored even further and just made it feel like this massive arena, but actually it's not the biggest space ever. It's quite large, don't get me wrong, but they make it feel so much bigger with that technology, and I am just so impressed by that. The music quality was top notch. The lighting was pretty... Do you know what? I feel like this is just me being in my dance brain, loving sort of flashing and stuff. I don't think ABBA fans would love that, to be honest. That's
no, but you know what? There was a moment in one of the songs, and I can't remember what the song was now, but it was one of the more well-known ones, where a big thing happened and nothing changed. So there was like a big moment in the song and you'd have thought that they would have done something with that. And it just continued. It was whenever the Northern Lights were on. Anyone who's seen ABBA Voyage will probably know what I'm talking about. It was the Northern Lights section of the show. But anyway, we won't natter on about that. The funniest part about it,
go on,
I was going to say, was that we were talking about this after the show, because we always do that. We're a very theatre-centric family. We always talk about our favourite parts and our least favourite parts of the show because we find it interesting and it also lets us understand, you know, how everyone else felt about the show. And we were talking about the fact that they missed a bunch of songs. We were like, wow, how could they miss those songs and all these different things that happened? And then I noticed, because I'd been standing basically with the band for the show, I obviously saw everyone very close up and was like, oh, okay, this person's doing that, whatever. We were stood on the train with the bassist from the show, and I clocked her about 5 minutes into our conversation. And apparently, I obviously didn't see this. I just went bright red because I realized, even though we weren't saying anything bad about her or the band, it was just like, oh God, we're talking about her show. Well, her show, their show, right in front of her. And that is, I don't know, I just immediately...
It's a little uncomfortable. But we had that as well. I can't remember if we said it when we were coming out of Mean Girls. Again, we were walking out giving notes and one of the like dancers or ensemble or whatever came up behind us and sort of commented on one of the things we said and then walked off.
Leo said, oh, I really liked that guy. He was great. Or something like that. And the cast member came up to it behind us and was like, yeah, I love that guy too. And just kept walking.
we were just like, oh, from the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was a good time. I enjoyed it. My one massive but really personal note about it, my favorite and probably only ABBA song I genuinely enjoy, Does Your Mother Know, was not done by ABBA. Yeah. And it really wound me up. And it can't be the same for everyone, because I'm sure people prefer Dancing Queen or whatever.
The band were great.
The band were great, but they sung Does Your Mother Know? And it just did not hit in any way, shape, or form. There was multiple reasons. The mics weren't loud enough. They just aren't the right voices for that song, because it's sung by men and it was three women that sung it. Don't get me wrong, normally don't have an issue with that, but it just wasn't right in this instance. And it did let me down a little bit.
But then again, don't listen to us for our opinions, because we're just some guys who went and watched it. I mean, Tilly loved it. We loved it. We genuinely had a really good time. Mm-hmm. And I would go back again and watch it. Like, yeah, I didn't have a bad time.
Yeah. That's just our notes.
Yeah, exactly. I guess everyone's got an opinion. And I'm sure people, if anyone ever does see this that works on ABBA Voyage, they're probably watching this going, they don't know what they're talking about. Screw those guys. And they're right. But anyway.
The water in a can was £2.95. How crazy is that?
Tilly had to buy Mum a water.
That is crazy, but that's theatre prices, Tills. I mean, you're paying some stupid stuff for like basic necessities.
You know when we went to Tesco the other day and we got those like fruit shoots and there's like 16 of them. That was like £3.05.
Yeah. When we went to watch Back to the Future, how much did you pay for that small bag of chocolate?
About £4.50.
I'm pretty sure it was more than that.
No, it was about £4.50, but it was like a bag of chocolate that you get for like £2 or something like that.
Not even.
No, it was Tony's. Oh, they're not cheap, but we do. I like Tony's. They got good chocolate, but they are very high end chocolate. So anyway, we've gone down a bit of a rabbit hole. But so I guess to go back on your point of expensive water, why did you not just ask for tap water?
They didn't offer it to me.
Yeah, but they want to make money off of you. So you've got to be more switched on about this.
I didn't realise that would be... I didn't think that, because I saw everybody else walking around with cans of water, so I didn't think it would be an option. Mm.
I watched a really fascinating video once about framing. Have you seen this?
No.
So it sounds way more complicated than it actually is, but it's a sort of tactic that anyone can use and does use to get you to either buy something or do something that they want you to do.
Right.
Where if they frame it as... here's the options. Do you want still or sparkling water? You pick still, you're paying for water, right? Because that's how a restaurant works. It's like, if you pick still water, you're paying for water. If you say, can I have tap water? Of course they're going to give that to you because they have that available. But they ask you, do you want still or sparkling water? Because that's what they want to sell to you. So it's like they've framed it in a way that, oh no, we wouldn't actually have...
And to help you out, though I probably should have fact-checked this before saying it, I am pretty certain most establishments in the UK, if they're selling, whether it be food or drink or whatever, they actually have to provide tap water as a free thing. They can't charge for it. So, and you know, all establishments, I'm pretty sure have to follow that. I'm pretty sure everyone does have to follow that rule, because it's just... it's a free thing that you can get in this country. That's, you know, one of the liberties of being in the UK.
Hooray, water. Yeah. Do you love water, Tills?
I'm going to Coral Reef tomorrow.
There's a lot of water. That's a hell of a lot of water.
Swimming.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
It's a water park for anyone who doesn't know. Sorry.
I was about to say, is that the kind of thing that you guys would do, like, when you were my age? Because, like, that's what me and a lot of my friends do. Like, I'm going with one of my friends tomorrow. I've been to two parties there. And I went with one of my friends, like, a while ago now. But, like...
I mean, we went a couple of years ago.
I don't think I was there.
You're right, you weren't, actually.
What I will tell you is we did go specifically, actually, to Coral Reef all the time when we were kids. I think we were a bit younger than you. And not...
Didn't Mum used to take us sometimes?
Yes, so that was one of the cases. And then
she's stopping whatever, bang, bang. Like an alarm on her watch or something. I do that.
Yeah, we used to go and Mum would take us to, you know, exhaust energy and whatnot. I think we grew out of it for a couple reasons, just because we were doing swimming lessons when we were kids and we were just so fed up of swimming that we didn't want to do it anymore. And also, when we were your age, there was a massive peak of an entertainment design that had never been seen before, and now you can't get away from them. I'm talking about trampoline parks. Mm. Do you remember that craze where they were everywhere and all we wanted to do with all of our time was be at a trampoline park? Yeah. And we just genuinely, on some days, I think we spent about 5 hours in a trampoline park. It was ridiculous.
Did you do swimming lessons?
Yeah, I got to the highest level I could.
Right, so you're quite a good swimmer.
Yeah.
Why is Leo bad at swimming?
Is he?
Yeah. He's like, you put him in water, he just starts drowning.
Does he?
We need to, okay, let's pencil this for when we have Leo
on
the podcast.
He tried to drown me
once. Because what Leo's really good for is that actually when he is bad at something, he'll just own it. He'll just be like, yeah, I can't swim. So I want to ask him about it.
Not
because...
all the time, though. Some things he doesn't want to admit.
I think there are some things where it's like, a toss up whether or not he is good at it or not, and then it's a bit more up for discussion. But I think it's really important actually, like as a young person, to learn how to swim because you can often get in situations.
Did he maybe stop his swimming lessons when he went to the first school he went to after our school?
Possibly, but I think we stopped by then as well.
Maybe I stopped.
We
by
did
then.
Lifeguard training.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Nearly went on to lifeguard training. Like that was my next step. But the swimming school that I went to shut down.
Oh yeah, it did. But like what I was just gonna say was that like it's weird because 90% of the time you're probably not gonna be in a massive body of water. Probably. But if for whatever reason
person to end up in a river. Do you know what I mean?
What a thing to say about your brother. How much hope do you have for him?
Very little.
He's the type of person to just end up in the river.
Right.
He is. You would just see a photo of him or there'd be like floating. Someone. No, there'd be someone like, yeah, either floating or passed out and be like, does anybody know who this is? Should I take
He's
them?
Just Leo.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and that is the problem is that he hasn't, I mean, he has learned to swim. Like, I'm sure he'd be okay, but if we had to rank ourselves out of like strongest swimmers, he's not winning. Like for me, I'm 100% going to teach my kids to swim because if you go to the beach or you go even just to a swimming, like,
you wouldn't be going to the beach
place or whatever. I don't like the beach, so you're right, they wouldn't be going. But if they went out with their friends and their friends were going for a beach day or whatever, and I'm out of control, you know, they're going without me. I don't care if they like the beach, they like the beach. That's not my problem. But then they go and actually they're a little bit either scared of the water or not very confident. And if they get taken out by a current, see you later. Like that is a real problem that keeps coming up in the news weirdly as well. Mm. That happens more and more. And I just think doing those swimming lessons is so vital for if you are in a tricky situation, you can get yourself out. There was one time I had to go and save the dogs from a river in Scotland because they got in the water and the current was too strong for them to get out.
Do you know what is crazy?
Did you have to lift them out?
Sort of. It was a bit more complex than that.
We've never actually like discussed this because I know you've talked about that before and I think I've talked about it before, but not in front. The fact that we have done that exact same thing in that exact same river on different occasions.
Yes.
We've never compared that before. Yeah. I had to do the same. It was only Pippa that I had to get, to be fair.
I had both of them.
But
was pretty big by then.
Yeah, he was. He was young though. He was like 8 or 9 months probably.
So he wasn't too. He wasn't the size he is now. That's what I thought.
He was sizable.
Yeah,
by
but he's
that
like,
point,
he's like overweight now.
Well, yeah, true. Just a fat shame, Freddy. Really quickly.
No, I didn't.
He just came back from
to.
The vets the other day, and they were like, "Yeah, he's 3 kg overweight.
Is
fix
that a
that.
Lot?
It's quite a lot.
I'm not surprised though.
He eats whatever he can get.
And he
it's
doesn't
mental.
Do a lot of running. He does a lot of walking, but not a lot of running.
Mm. But anyway, you were saying same experience.
Yeah, no, I thought it was weird. And especially that it's happened in the exact same river that we're not near that much. I know yeah. it's, you know, somewhere in Scotland that we visit a lot. But just the fact that I think what it is that current is especially strong and the dogs obviously can't tell that. So Pippa launches herself in.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see her paddling there for about, 3 minutes or whatever. And then she starts to tire and it's like, she's not getting out of there. So
well, the worst thing for me was that I went in to get them. I got the dogs. I then lost a croc. And yeah, so
was
I was wearing crocs.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What?
I swear, did you go and get it or did Barmy go and get it?
No,
croc?
I had to go and get it. So I then had to go and swim and get it.
Crocs
right?
suck, guys.
And then this was the mistake I made. I was only like 14 or 15 at the time, maybe a bit older.
How old were you?
Huh?
How old were you when this happened to you?
When this
active
happened.
Listening,
no, when yours
Max.
Happened. When yours happened.
Oh, when mine? I don't know.
Yeah, active listening.
Well, no,
active
I know.
Listening.
No, I was
active listening.
Do you know why I was confused?
Active listening.
Let me explain myself.
You weren't listening.
Because
you
were talking about my experience.
Yeah, no,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
you weren't
said
listening.
To
you
me,
like huh?
what age were you when that happened? And I'm like, yeah.
To you,
we're twins.
I said.
No, I know, but that's why I was confused. I was like, we were the same age.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what was going on in my head. I was listening.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, we've digressed so badly.
What age
it's
were
not
you?
Even that interesting.
I don't know. I said that. I don't know.
Yeah, just stay
what
over
do
there
you
for
want
a minute.
From me?
I'll wrap this up because it's not that interesting. Basically, lost a croc, went to go and get it. Against my best ideas, it was like, I'm now further down the river. The current's even worse down here. And now I can't get out.
Is it cold?
It was freezing. Yeah. It's in Scotland. Yeah.
But in the summer still.
No, I don't remember it being. I don't remember it being summer. I think I would have remembered if it was. It wasn't summer.
Question another one. By this point, were you like fully in?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was swimming. I wasn't walking.
Well, I assumed that when you got the dogs, you were probably like just up
your legs. No. I was swimming. Oh. They were swimming too, but they were getting tired, and I could tell, especially Pippa was getting like really tired, and so they just needed.
I can't do maths really. 8, 9.
Sure. Anyway. Oh. It's just not relevant for them, you know. They're just trying to get...
Okay, carry on then.
So, I went in, lost a croc, went to get the croc, current got worse. I then had to swim down the river to the next available sort of bank to get out of, because, again, the problem was that the riverbanks are so high, you can't just get out. Especially because back then I had no upper body strength, so I'd have just been completely screwed.
Oh, it's the same as now.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. And I ended up going down the river all the way to the other side of the town, where I then had to get out and just hold the dogs by their collars because I had no leads. They weren't on leads because they were on a walk. And I literally walked through the town until Barmy, our grandma, met me. She just sort of, I guess, figured that she'd eventually go round and find me, but I literally walked through the town soaking wet with two soaking wet dogs, holding their collars, taking them back to where I started, which was a good 15-20 minute walk away. Obviously also freezing. Just, you know, I'm a hero basically as well.
Well done you. I mean, mine was not as bad as that. I'll give you a quick rundown of what happened. I saw the Pippa was struggling. She was actually quite close to the bank, fortunately for me. I took my joggers off because I was like, well, I'm not getting my hole out. I don't know, did you go in fully closed?
I just went in fully closed.
Yeah, I took my joggers off, took my socks off as well, I think, and then just jumped in, heaved her up onto the side, and then sort of like I got dragged back by the current, so I only had to swim back to that same bit of bank that I'd got in from and then got out. Yeah. So mine was actually a bit simpler, to be fair.
Yours reminds me of something that happened to me. Oh. When I was in France, it was when we went, we went after the appendix thing. That was the next time we went to France without you guys.
Oh.
Yeah? Do you kind of...
I don't remember that because I wasn't there, but
you would probably... Hopefully you know this, but his dad left us to get on a cruise with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So before that, obviously, we had like found this place that it was like loads of water sports.
Okay.
And we did this sport, and I don't really know what it was, but like, you know, when you hold on to a thing and it like, it's really hard to explain because I don't know what it's called. On the water, you get... It's like snowboarding on water.
Yeah, like
and
surfing,
skiing
like
on water. And you hold on to a thing.
Wakeboarding.
And the metal bar that you're holding on to is like throughout the whole thing, so you get dragged. And it's like. Obviously, I didn't make it like very far, but the one time I did make it quite far, once you'd stopped, you're just kind of sinking because your feet are trapped in the board. So I was just like basically drowning. I was like trying to use my arms as much as I could, but also my arms had been tired from holding on for my dear life. And I was kind of in the middle of the whole big massive lake. So I used my arms to get me to like the closest place I could. Mm. And when I got out, it was so difficult. I like had to just use all my upper body strength that I had when I was like 9 or 10. And like, I know that probably doesn't sound too young because I'm only 13 now.
Why didn't you just drown?
So I got out.
Fair. That's good. Good choice.
And I was like, because I'd been wet and I was getting out into mud and grass, I was just all muddy.
Yeah.
And I like got my feet out. However, I did. I don't remember how I did it. And loads of old people started walking past me, but not in a big group. Like... There was one old man that was like French, and he was like, so
France, that would make sense.
Try and make French sound less aggressive. French.
Started talking to me in French. Well, I forgot I was in France. But started talking to me in French.
You're busy
and
drowning.
Like, I was like, well, sorry, I'm English. And he was like, oh, do you want any help? And I was like,
good accent. That'll go far.
I was like, no, I'm okay, thank you. And then another old woman walked past me and was like, do you want me to walk you around to your parents?
I can't believe you keep doing it. Keep doing it. It's great.
And I was like, no, I'm okay, thank you. Like, I was just walk round. And then I walked past another person going, oh, you're very muddy.
It's getting better. The oh like, was good.
I was like, oh, yeah, I know. I just had to climb out. And then I walked past another, like, they just kept
Where
coming.
Are these French people coming from?
They just...
In honestly, France?
They just,
spawn, die.
They just kept coming. And then this person went, what are your parents? And I was like, no, I don't know at this point. I was like, I should have just swam across to get less people that I interacted with. Yeah. And so then by the time I got round to dad, they looked really worried for some reason. They were like, we didn't know where you were, because genuinely about a 20-minute walk it took me, and they couldn't see me from across the lake. Huh. So I assume they saw me get out, and like, I think he saw me talk to the old man and thought that the old man had like kidnapped me or something.
That is very strange. But the moral of that story being, teach your kids how to swim. Mm.
Would you rather piss every time you stand up or shit every time you sit down?
Have we done this?
Nope.
Well, someone asked me that. No. Was it you that asked?
The culprit.
Was it you that asked?
Today's Would You Rather is brought to you by Dobby himself. I had nothing and he gave me a brilliant one. So I will reinstate
this.
Without anyone interrupting. Would you rather piss yourself every time you stand up or shit yourself every time you sit down? Begin.
This is really boring because I've already answered this.
Not on a camera.
Well, I said, I don't like that you've used swear words for both of those.
Hey, you can change it.
I said the stand up one because I was like, maybe you could only just like a little bit.
A little bit.
I agree.
You could go to the toilet straight away.
I think realistically, you can also get away with like not standing up as much, I feel like.
But
when you're when you're in class in a lesson, you can't just be like stood at the back of the class just because you picked that every time you sat down.
I feel like one is just objectively worse because of smell and like
the feeling is worse. I'm just gonna say it.
I hate this. Second I started talking about it.
Tough.
But then the other one is like you could probably deal with quicker and more subtly.
Yeah.
Which one?
The pissing. Yeah. I feel like but it is still rather inconvenient.
It's not great. I'm glad it doesn't have to happen.
Yeah, but also if you think about it, there's a lot of people that like when they laugh. Sorry, my knee's gone really funny. That when they laugh, they wet themselves.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay.
I don't think she'd tell us if she had.
No, but a lot of people and my girl mates have said that they will piss themselves if they laugh too hard.
I'm not going to lie. Why? I think it is predominantly girls. What are you doing? What's going on?
I get close a lot.
Oh my God.
Do you want to know one time I got really close?
I don't think I do.
No, and this is like, I hate that I'm going to admit this, but you know when I was guessing the AJR names?
Oh my God.
And I had curly on my lap as well. So I threw my head back and I was like, that's why. And that's why I got really serious all of a sudden. Because I was like,
guys,
like,
stop the podcast.
I
have pissed.
Because I was like,
that would have made that really clip hurts. Tenfold better. Like,
I don't know. Honestly, it would have just completely thrown a spanner in the works.
Because I was like, if I keep laughing, and then Curly was on me, so I was like, I can't wee on Curly.
what's that video? Is like, do you like LA? Do you like California? Yeah. Did you just shit yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for opening up and being vulnerable, Tilly.
I know I'm going to get made fun of for that, but at least I didn't actually do it. Not even a little bit.
Thank you for being so kind.
How do we
dig ourselves out of this hole?
I have something. Okay, so before we started the podcast, today, I actually wasn't the one in beef. I normally come on here saying that I have beef or Tilly I have to confront beef? Someone.
Tilly's always in beef.
And like today, it was you two.
Yeah. Which we don't argue much anymore.
Can I say, I'm never in beef.
Oh, shut up.
I'm not. People beef me, but I'm never in beef.
This
I don't care.
Do you understand how you sound right now, though? Because
yes.
a lot of people with actual emotional development know that you're avoiding.
Yeah.
That's an avoidance tactic.
Yeah, for sure.
You are in the beef.
Uh-huh.
You're just trying to convince yourself that you're not.
I'm actually trying to convince other people. I'm like, if I don't fight back.
Because you still wind up.
Yeah, but if I don't fight back, it's like, who are you arguing with? Do you know what I mean? It's just almost like puts it up in your face. It's just like, I'm not interested in it. I'll even go, yeah, fine, I'm wrong, whatever. Like, just send this.
That would actually be lovely if you did do that, but it doesn't happen. No, I mean, at the end of the day, like we always say, we've been doing this shit for so long. We're
basically
fine.
Basically, I don't even know what Harvey said, but all of
I called
us,
him a shit
just,
DJ.
He's just, well, there's that. No, but so there's that, but
that
he's been winding me up for the past three
no,
days.
All
it's
of
not,
sudden,
it's not
Max
just
went,
that.
Can you stop?
Well, I didn't shout.
Yeah, you did. You got so mad.
I'm pretty sure I saw tears.
Like, and you were like, you have been doing this for the past 3 days, and I've had enough of it. You are just. Bleep.
You're never going to speak around her again.
No, do you know what is another thing I actually want to address with you two? whenever you make a point about something that I've done, and here we go, I'm gonna ruin myself here because it's two against one now.
Yep.
And whenever, you probably do it
whenever,
as well.
Whenever you two make a point against something I've done, you always escalate it to like the nth degree.
No, I don't think you realize how angry you come across sometimes.
No, and I will absolutely agree with that on occasion. This time, do you know what? I'm not even going to try and get you on side because I know you're going to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. If you could maybe back me for once and agree that I didn't shout this
Why
time.
Why would I do
that? Of course you wouldn't do that. But I didn't. I said
didn't
it as
shout,
matter
you
of...
raised your voice a
I
lot.
Said, do you know what? I'll agree. I raised my tone. I absolutely did raise my tone. And I gave a more stern tone for him to understand that I am actually a little bit annoyed that he's been winding me up for the past 3 days. Which... you know, it's just something that I have to do. I didn't shout. I didn't get aggressive either. I didn't call him names. I didn't say anything out of the ordinary.
You didn't call him names, but you did swear.
I might have sworn, but we all swear. Even you. Tills, I've noticed it.
What?
You've been swearing more recently. Even if it's just a light word.
What?
Tills has been adding bloody into her vocabulary.
What?
Yeah. It's a light one.
Oh my
gosh. It's a light one,
it's
but
not.
It has been added.
Oh my goodness gracious me.
That's just not, though.
And there was one the other day as well. What did you use? I can't remember, so I'm not going to make it up because I think that's unfair. But you've been
that
getting
big
there.
Of you.
You've been getting there. And bloody has definitely been used a lot more recently. It is. Absolutely is.
Oh.
The other day, I can't remember where we were, but you were either ranting about something. We might have been playing a game or something like that. And you used it multiple times. And I was like, fair. It's not major. It's not really.
It's because I'm not trying to be that guy, but Dad uses it as if it's not one.
True.
And so does Mum.
True.
So I've always assumed it wasn't one.
Leo came out with an absolute belter earlier. What did he say? He said that you called me the C word, but he said the C word. And so
in
then,
the car.
And so
Mum
then,
and Dad,
Mum and
like
Dad start kicking off about that. And then Leo goes, it wasn't me that said it. Tilly said it. He was just lying, obviously. And then
I wonder where he gets that from.
Yeah. And then it just de-escalated immediately. And I sort of said, well, Leo got away with that quite easily.
He did. He actually did.
Yeah.
They piped up for about 5 seconds.
Though.
Yeah.
He just gets away with it. As soon as you would say that, they'd be like, well, she obviously didn't though.
Tilly, we've got proof that you've been swearing more.
No, Harvey, seriously.
Tills,
I thought you told me it was going to get blurred out.
Listen.
Yeah, they told me to. I did this against my will.
None of us told you to do
it.
Yes,
you did.
You can...
Dobby did, actually. Dobby, don't even lie. Look at him giggling.
Giggling behind the camera. I wish I was filming him. Do I show that or do I just leave it for now?
I don't know.
Leave them in suspense.
Yeah, I think they get left in suspense until they complete a task.
Max is the little goblin under the bridge. You may have your award once you've completed my riddle.
These riddles three.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. You don't get to see it. Sorry, everyone. You can boo Max in the comments.
I'm gonna have to accept the villain arc at this point because I think that's the route I'm going.
Max
down.
Is public
and
enemy number
really
one.
Enjoying it, and I honestly don't care enough to combat
What's
it.
What's that
so
book like?
I don't need
the one
to be
about
loved.
Learning
it's
to not
fine.
Be learning to be hated.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The courage to be disliked.
Yeah, that's the one.
You could turn it around though, but look at you, just like, oh, he's fine, whatever. What? You could turn this around.
Turn what around?
You being the villain.
I think it's healthier for the content, to be honest. Oh. If we have one person doing it, I'm fine.
It used to be Harvey.
Was it?
Well, I thought it always was. I still think it is. I'm quite
All
happy.
All I know is it's not me, and I'm glad.
I'm always quite happy being disliked. I mean, I often say things that people like either don't like or react badly to, and I just sort of sit there grinning.
Especially that last... the last video that you posted on TikTok.
I didn't even say any of the bad stuff.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that,
did we? I didn't say any of the bad stuff. It was Max that was getting in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Because we So we visited Cats Protection and we talked about it in our last podcast. We had a great time. Mm. But we obviously edited the video so that it was like as funny as it possibly could be because that's how you do it. And because a lot of it was obviously ripping into Tilly, people didn't like that very much.
Mm. Someone said... poor Tilly. All she wanted was enjoying the cats, and there she was with two annoying old brothers. And then what was the other one?
I just edit the videos.
I dare you to do a whole video where Max doesn't speak. I really enjoyed Tilly's two sentences. Tilly was not having it. That's actually very true.
You had a good day though.
Tilly looks very annoyed by both of you. Poor Tilly. Poor Tills.
So what I will say to give it a
poor
bit
Tilly going through it.
More context is it was quite an early wake up for all of us.
Yeah,
Harvey and I early. Have, you know, quite a good switch on of right, we're on camera now, bring up the energy and we'll just use whatever energy we have. Tilly, I don't think you've unlocked that yet. And I think you are yet to discover your...
Don't even go there with
your
me.
Your switch flip.
Don't even
okay,
go there
Okay, you can back
yourself.
I'm more than happy for you to back
I was
yourself.
The most excited.
You were, and you were very excited to be there. There's both of your arguments
words.
Are right. So
Why
I think,
did you just
I
cut
think,
them out?
No.
No.
You should watch back the footage, Stills.
Just to clear it up, because I do know what happened. It's a bit convenient, I guess, but you did talk a lot, and actually at the end we threw something at you that you didn't know was going to happen, and you did it very well, which was a bunch of liners that she had to do.
You didn't tell
fault.
Either of us
fault.
About
it. It was my
Thank
fault.
You.
So we both had to do some videos basically for the charity. I say had to do them. We wanted to do them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we did the videos and Tilly had no idea about it, and there was a whole script to learn, and she literally just learnt it on the spot. And to be fair, so did we. We didn't see it beforehand either. But I think we were meant to, but I forgot.
I did get told that you guys had half as much because you had half each.
It's true as well, yeah. So anyway, the point being is that actually it was a long day. As much as it was fun and we were surrounded by cats and we were having an amazing time, it was a very early call for us because we had to travel far to go there as well. And yeah, basically we did our best, but Tilly, in those situations, I think because it's all very like ad hoc and on the spot, again, we're so used to that because we do it all the time, whereas you are sort of like taking all the information in whilst also being on camera. And so without it being your fault, I think you just sometimes forgot that you were on camera and were just playing with cats. And that's fine.
Not even that. I was just a bit nervous because I didn't know like if they'd be aggressive or what.
Yeah,
like,
and that's
I've
fair
never
enough.
Been to that before. That's probably the main reason is because like at one point, especially towards the beginning, I got like slightly nibbled by one and I wasn't sure if like maybe that was like the least like
that was a nice one.
There's more
yeah,
to come.
That's what that's why I was kind of a bit nervous about like them opening them and just being like there was some where they were like, oh, are they okay to come out? And they're like, I'm not sure, it depends on how they're feeling today. And I was like,
But just to clarify as well, yeah, none of the cats in there were dangerous or scary or anything like that. And even if they did have any sort of like more feral cats in, they just wouldn't let people interact with them because they're very good at rehabilitating the cats first.
But also, not necessarily for that situation, because actually we probably wouldn't have wanted to use, you know, a clip of you saying, I'm nervous about the cats kind of thing, because, you know, they were all fine. But for future reference, you know, if you feel those emotions and you're, you know, reacting a certain way.
I think I literally did say I'm nervous.
To the camera. And you know, keep it natural. Don't fake anything. But, you know.
I swear I said that. I swear but I said I was nervous.
Either way, it was, you were very much thrown in the deep end because, again, you don't come on a lot of like the trips that we go on to film. You're often just in the content that's either like at home or, you know, in the podcast studio or whatever it is. And yeah, I think you did a really good job. And there is another video that's going to be coming out as well that I think you do a bit more in. But, you know, again.
Also, like that person, they said, I really enjoyed Tilly's four lines. One of them was literally me talking about how one of the cats lived past Curly.
Yeah, which was funny.
Can I just add, what's the account called again?
I knew you were going to say that. Because when I was reading the comments to them, he got all salty, being like, well, it is our account, so why should she be saying the most?
There you have it. Villain arc begun.
Listen, it's not the end of the world. And I think, like I said, everyone has a right to their opinions, and we're not always going to be liked by everyone. But I think it would be nice. You know what? A lot of the people that comment it, though, don't even comment it because they don't like us. They just comment it because it's like fun to get on the support Tilly bandwagon, and I support that. I think it's great, because if anything, Max and I do need some people to just hit us down a peg every now and again.
Yeah.
But we also like support. just to put that out.
Save
there.
That for the music. We'll take that for the music.
Support us when the music's coming out. Yeah. Rip us to shreds while it's not. But yeah, like we had a great time. And just to reiterate, if anyone ever does want to adopt a cat or just donate to help the cause, cats protection,
we might be doing it soon.
We might adopt a cat soon. We'll see how that goes. Keep putting it out in the world, manifest it. Maybe it'll happen. What was the point of even talking about that? Was it just because
I want Davy?
You want Davy?
I think Davy's already been rehomed. Yeah. They had somewhere for Davy. Anyway, do you want to do the comment shout out?
Yeah, we've got a comment shout out. Each week we do a shout out for someone in the comments because we like it when you guys comment, and we also like it when you like and subscribe. So please do that. We're more likely to read your comment if you're subscribed.
This one
is a long one. So it's from Ivy Adams. If you want a shout out in the next podcast, leave a comment on this one. And she's got a question for everyone, but starts by saying, I am literally your biggest fan. I have a question for Harvey, Max, and Tilly. So we'll do Max's first.
Okay.
Max's is, what are your future goals you want to achieve?
Oof. Okay. Near future, I want to up my production and get it to a level that I can, you know, just start churning stuff out. And I do help massively with the current project that we're working on in terms of production, but in terms of final product, I'm not quite there yet. And I'll be completely, you know, real about that. That's just where I'm at with my production. I can make demos. I can contribute loads. I just want to get that final level. That's near future. Long-term future, I would love to be touring again, traveling to different countries to film content with you as well. I would love to travel with you because it would be so much fun, and, you know, to experience all the things as the four of us would actually be really fun, and not having to have silly parents involved, because we're responsible adults now.
Same.
We're adults now. We can, you know, somewhat look after you.
I can
you.
Be the responsible, you can be the adult.
Yeah. We were actually sitting at Paul's birthday dinner talking about this, whether or not we'd be allowed to take Tilly out on a content trip on our own, and
the answer was yes.
The general consensus was no. Oh. But I think we'll be fine. We'll figure it
out.
But
it was close to a yes.
It was leaning on sort of the fence, I guess. But
what are they gonna do if we just dip?
Well, that's true. They can't do anything. They could file a missing persons report, maybe.
But you know they wouldn't, though.
They probably wouldn't.
The thing is
that would be a bit irresponsible.
The thing is ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Uh-huh.
Because if we left, they really wouldn't care until we got back.
I'm not sure that's the best message to put out into the world.
No.
But
Mum would hunt us down.
For our sake.
Only
I guess
to be
it
on
works.
The cruise with us if it was a cruise.
That's true. And then the final thing that I was gonna say, and it's just a personal thing, is I would love to DJ at some, you know, big festivals. That would be sick.
Sorry, can I just say, I think the only reason that Mum said no is because we were talking about like maybe a cruise or something. She would want to be on the cruise. That's why she would say no.
Yeah.
She does often act out of
spite.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take away from your last.
No, it's fine. I wanted to keep it short because I don't want to drone on too long. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure most people that watch this know our goals and ambitions, but for the new people watching, that's Hello. The shit I'm into. So what's your two's question?
Tilly's question was, what is the hardest part of having siblings that are quite famous? Not my words, just to clarify, because I wouldn't really put us on like a spectrum Neither. Of famous. And obviously you don't really see it that way either. You see us every day and you mm-hmm. can't stand us. So
the most annoying thing for me is when people come up to me and ask me if I'm Max and Harvey's little sister. Like, they don't go up to you and be like, oh my gosh, are you Tilly's big brothers?
You know what, though? We haven't had that exactly, but we've had more people say that they love you, if that makes
and
sense.
I find that very sweet, but the thing is I've had people say, like, are you Max and Harvey? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What if I'm like, no, they're actually called Kit and Luca.
Well, we used to get annoyed by the fact that people would like come up to us in public and go, like, if we were on our own, and they go, are you Max and Harvey?
And you're like, I'm one person.
And don't get me wrong, I know it's so like
I've never been annoyed by that. I've always found it ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I've always because my response is like, well, how do I respond to that? Because I'm obviously not both of them.
But then if you go, I am Max, yes, you sort of seem a bit pretentious and weird.
I always say I'm one of those. Yes, hello, nice to meet you. I think it happened to me the other day, actually. I can't even remember how I responded now, but it was something along the lines of like, someone asked if I do social media or something like that, and I was like, yeah, I dabble occasionally. But
what I will say, and I think it's something that we should say that we actually haven't said thus far.
Oh.
The one thing that we don't particularly respond well to is shouting.
Well, we just don't respond.
Yeah. We don't we don't respond. And to give you sort of reason, main thing is like, we're not dogs. The thing after that is
we're so loaded.
Well, yeah, but like, come on, you don't like, if you see something or someone that you maybe want to interact with, you don't just start shouting at them if you don't know them.
I think it's hard because I understand when people are nervous and when people are like, you know, uncertain as well, they do put out feelers because they're like, oh, Max and Harvey, or like they shout things. But the most awkward thing that we could do is then turn around and go, like, come on over, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It is just a bit weird, and we're just guys as well, do you know what I mean? Like, we're not used to that still. Like, it's still a strange thing to happen.
And so second thing is there are other Maxes out there. So my main thing is like, if someone's shouting the name Max, I'm not about to be the guy that's like, well, must be me. Like, there are a lot of other people called
also,
Max.
Max is a dog so name. It's like, they could be calling their dog.
Admittedly, if people shout Max and Harvey, yes, we do kind of know that that's at us. Mm. But like, sometimes it will just be the one. I mean, I was in a Wetherspoons for some reason the other night before seeing Sammy Virgie. And there was a guy sat at a table shouting, you know, both names, but individually, trying to get my attention. And I was like, bro, leave it out. Like, I'm clearly here with my mates. You clearly don't care enough to like actually want a picture. You're just trying to like get a reaction.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I'm not going to respond to you. Cause
I have
it's like
reasons, by the way. I'm ready for the answer to the question. That's not the only thing.
Oh, I mean, I'm pretty much done.
Oh, go ahead.
So one of them is when people say to me, like, how does it feel to have famous brothers? I hate that.
Oh, really?
I'm like, I wouldn't know. That's what I say. I say I wouldn't know. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I wouldn't know.
Because they're not famous or because...
I don't class you as famous. And I don't mean that in a rude way.
No, it's fine.
So I just feel like you're my brothers. I don't really try and feel the side of like, what does it feel like that other people know you? It doesn't really like affect...
I think also
like, what do they expect me to say? I love them more. If they weren't famous, I would hate them. Like, you know what I mean?
Facts. That's a really good point.
I only like them because of that.
But what I will say is also, I think to a lot of people will find it weirder than you find it, mainly because you've grown up with it anyway, in the same way that we sort of grew up with it because we started doing it when we were 13. When we were 13, you were, quick maths, five. So you were really young when we started and you saw you know, people taking pictures with us from a young age. So you were able to conceptualize that quicker. Whereas your mates who haven't really seen that before, maybe they've, you know, seen a celebrity out in public, but they know what that interaction feels like. They don't know what the interaction feels like of seeing it constantly.
Well, another thing, I have two other things that kind of are with each other. Is that
we're running out of time
here. Yeah, people, I'm getting texts.
People will come up to me and be like, I got fit with your brothers. Right?
Yeah.
Cool, mate. Nice one.
Yeah.
Cool.
I can see that being annoying, but I think also,
and
again, like,
and they're like, I met them, I saw them, like, they know me, they've met me.
You're like, yeah, they know me too.
Yeah, funny that, actually, because I happen to know them as well. I actually know where they live.
Yeah.
The last thing is, like, when people, I'll be talking about, like, does someone want to come to my house? Or, like, they'll be like, are your brothers there? Or, like, one time in primary school, this kid was like, this kid called me and he was like, are your brothers there? And I was like, no. Like, he literally just called me and the first thing he said is, are your brothers there? Can I see your brothers? Can I talk to your brothers? Like, go away.
Yeah.
It's just so annoying. And then how people think that I only have friends because of you guys as well.
Yeah, that is the shame of it. And obviously, you know, I feel bad, but there isn't a hell of a lot that we can do to fix that other than, at the end of the day, we're all very, you know, normal, and we don't sort of see things that way, and we don't try and use that to our advantage either. So for you, like,
you
make friends because you're good at making friends.
Free chicken nuggets.
Oh my god, that's the difference between you two. He sucks at making friends.
What do you mean?
You got loads of friends.
I got friends.
Name five.
They can't be Danny, Izzy, or Aiden.
Well, no, those are his friends.
No, but like, they're like almost obligated friends.
What do you mean? Well, where else are they?
No, I would say obligated friends are like Dobby and Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you can't say Dobby, Tom.
That's fair enough.
Or Emily.
I wouldn't have said anyway. I love Emily, but we don't hang out anymore.
Well, I just gave you three:
Danny, Izzy, Aiden, Ellie, Max, Tyler.
He's like a work friend.
He's not. Because if he was a work friend, we wouldn't hang out regardless.
Would he
anyway.
Have hung out with you if you weren't Max of Max and Harvey?
Probably not.
No, not to make Max Tyler sound bad, because he is a lovely guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we just never would have met.
We wouldn't have known each other.
Okay,
so.
Harvey, go.
My question, or am I naming friends?
No.
Yeah, we need to wrap this up.
Yeah, sorry. My question from Ivy Adams.
Oh, so you didn't say Nathan.
You said I couldn't.
We said Nathan.
You clearly don't like Nathan. Max doesn't like Nathan.
I put Nathan in that same group. Thank you very much. Of Dobby, Tom. Well, yeah. All right. Shut up.
Anyway, Ivy Adams said, Harvey, what is the weirdest fan interaction you have had? I'll always say this, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about it on the podcast before, but for anyone who hasn't heard it, there was one time we were probably about 14, 15. We were out in New York. We were just walking through Times Square and a girl started screaming. We had no idea what was going on. Everyone else in that area was also like looking around going, oh my God, what's happened? The girl happened to be screaming because she'd seen us. Very weird for us. Do you know about this?
Sure. Yeah, because I've heard the story.
Well, yeah, exactly. I thought so. You're just reacting like you hadn't heard it.
I think it's really funny.
Thanks for being interested. But yeah, so she started screaming. I think she went to the floor almost at one point. It was quite dramatic.
Yeah, she didn't like lie down.
But we obviously didn't know until we sort of heard her saying our names, and then we were like, oh my God, this is our fault. Like, we were panicking. And so it was then a case of like, do anything to stop her from making noise.
Run away.
Quickly and making it not seem like it's our fault.
Why didn't you just run away?
Well, it just wasn't the done thing.
No. Then she would have stopped screaming. She wouldn't have been able to see you.
I'll be honest, past that point, I don't really remember what exactly happened because it was so long ago. But you struggle to forget the main bit, obviously. But I'm sure we probably took a picture and then just kind of went about our day
in
New York. But yeah, it was a very, very strange fan interaction. Hope you're well if you're still around.
That was the longest.
Extra long episode for you guys today. Thank you so much for watching.
Please like and subscribe.
Yeah. What are we going to name this one?
Your Mum.
The title of this podcast. Oh, God.
Thank you so much for watching. We've been
Weird
Max, Harvey, and Tilly.
Tilly Masu.
Tilly Masu. And we shall see you next week at Saturday at... No.
At Saturday.
At Saturday. I'm going to start again.
We'll see you on Saturday.
At 8
p.m. Oh, I'll let you do it.
You guys are just talking. Let him do it. I'm trying to do one outro for once. We will see you on Saturday at 8 p.m. next week. Thanks for watching. You're the best. We love you.
And now, like and subscribe.
Dance.
5 seconds for them to decide if they want to watch the one that's just popped up.
And like and subscribe, because it's the end of the video. Or like, unlike and then relike.